Our prophet simply the best. Our prophet simply the best. Our prophet simply the best. Our prophet simply the best.
Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen wa salatu wa salamu ala Sayyidil Mursaleen. Amma ba'd fa'audhu billahi minash shaitanir rajeem. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Salatu wa salamu alayka ya Rasulullah wa ala alika wa ashabika ya Habiballah. Salatu wa salamu alayka ya Nabiyallah wa ala alika wa ashabika ya Nurallah. Amirul Mu'mineen Sayyidina Umar bin Khattab radiyallahu ta'ala anhu states, indeed, dua remains suspended between the sky and the earth, and nothing of it ascends until you send salat upon Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. My dear viewers of Madani channel, make it a habit that when you make dua, at least recite durood once before making the dua and once after making the dua. Insha'Allah Azza wa Jal, it will reap the benefit of acceptance in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. My dear viewers of Madani channel, welcome to another episode of Silsila, Our Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam, simply the best. In our last episode, we learned about one of the qualities of the character of Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam was forbearance and forgiving. The character of Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam guides every single individual in all aspects of life. Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam's character has been defined as a role model by the one who is Rabbul Alameen, meaning Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam's character has been praised in the Quran. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has ordered in Quran to follow the character of Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. And he, Azza wa Jal, meaning Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, calls it the best. It is stated in Surah Ahzab, verse number 21. Translation from Kanzul Iman, indeed, for you, following the Messenger of Allah is best for the one who has hope in Allah and the last day and remembers Allah in abundance. My dear viewers of Madani channel, this verse speaks of the praise of the Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. Muslims are told that if you hope for blessings from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and success in the hereafter, then make the blessed life of Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam the model to follow. This verse mentions the blessing of Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam in two ways. Firstly, making his blessed life the model for our lives is the means of success, and this is the very meaning of wasila, that is medium, intermediary. The Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam is the greatest wasila for Muslims. Secondly, this command applies to all Muslims regardless of what country or era they're from. The meaning will then be, all Muslims until the day of judgment should make their life adhere to the Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. My dear viewers of Madani channel, those who wish for leadership and wealth should consider the following incidents of Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam's life. The farm of a person once produced a big cucumber. The owner presented it to Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam as a gift. Yet in return, Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam gave him a handful of gold. Once, the entire valley of goats came into the ownership of Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. Someone said to him, Allah azza wa jal has now made you very wealthy. Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam asked, what makes you say so? The man replied, all of these goats are now yours. The Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam then said, I have given all of these goats to you. Subhanallah, this person then went back to his community with these goats and said, O people, bring faith, oath on the Lord. Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, the Messenger of Allah, gives so much that he does not even fear poverty. Allahu Akbar. My dear viewers of Madani channel, Sayyidina Jabir radiallahu ta'ala anhu has narrated that the Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam has said, إِنَّ اللَّهَ بَعَثَنِي بِتَمَامِ مَكَارِمِ الْأَخْلَاقِ وَكَمَالِ مَحَاسِنِ الْأَفْعَالِ. Verily, Allah sent me. That Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam has said that verily, Allah has sent me to complete and perfect righteous character and good deeds. Allahu Akbar. There are many aspects of Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam's exemplary character. So one of them is humbleness. The humbleness of the Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam was also unique in the entire world. Allah azza wa jal bestowed upon him the authority whether to live life of a king or that of a bondsman. And he sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam chose the life of a bondsman. When Sayyidina Israfil alayhi salam noticed the humbleness of the Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, he alayhi salam said, Ya Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, due to your humbleness, Allah azza wa jal has bestowed upon you the highest and greatest rank among all the offsprings of Adam. On the day of judgment, you will be the first to be raised from your blessed grave, and you will be the first to make intercession in the plains of resurrection. Sayyidina Abu Umama radiallahu ta'ala anhu narrated, the beloved and blessed Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam came out of his home holding his blessed staff. So all of us, that is companions of Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, stood up in respect of him. Seeing it, he sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam showed humility and said, do not keep standing as the non-Arabs keep standing in the respect of each other. I am a bondman and I eat like bondmen and I sit like bondmen. My dear viewers of Madani channel, make no mistake, the status for Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam is much greater. Someone has beautifully said, Ba'das khuda buzurg, tu'i kissa mukhtasar. Sayyidina Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anha narrated that the beloved and blessed Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam would sometimes allow any of his servant to sit behind him on the mount, that is when he's riding an animal. It is narrated in the book Tirmizi that on the day of battle of Qurayza, the reins of the animal on which he sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam was riding was made of bark rope. He had so much humility, my dear viewers of Madani channel. Sayyidina Anas radiallahu ta'ala anhu, one of the greatest companions of Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, he states that the greatest and noblest Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam would accept the invitation given even by slaves. When he sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam used to be invited to eat barley and old fat, he sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam would accept the invitation. He sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam would look after the destitute, sit with poor, and would sit with the companions radiallahu ta'ala anhum cordially. Sayyidina Abu Sayyid Khudri radiallahu ta'ala anhu stated that he sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam would himself perform his household chores with his own blessed hands. He sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam would eat food sitting with his servants and would help them in household chores. Today, we don't even do these kind of things. We think that as a man, these are not our duties. But look at the blessed personality of Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. He used to do the chores of the house himself. Allahu Akbar. My dear viewers of Madani channel, similarly, when he sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam went to perform Hajjatul Wada, the last Hajj of his sacred life, along with approximately 100,000 true devotees, there was an old covering on the saddle of his she camel, and on his blessed body was a shawl whose price was not more than 4 dirhams. He led such a simple life. Despite being the respected vicegerent of Allah Almighty, as well as the crown of both worlds, he sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam was sitting on the same she camel and wearing the same clothing when he sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam delivered the sermon amongst more than 100,000 Muslims. Those believers of the oneness of Allah azza wa jal continued to listen to his sermon with undivided attention. Sayyidina Abdullah bin Amr radiallahu ta'ala anhu stated that a lace of the blessed sandal of the Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam once broke. So he sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam began to mend it with his own blessed hand. I respectfully said, Ya Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam, please give it to me. I will mend it. On hearing my request, he sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam said, No doubt you can mend it, but I do not like to show my supremacy and superiority over you people. In the same way, when blessed companions radiallahu anhum saw the Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam busy doing some piece of work, they would repeatedly request him, Ya Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam, you do not do it, we will do it for you. But he sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam said, It is true that you people will do all my work, but I do not like to stay among you, showing my prominent position. My dear viewers of Madani channel, another trait of our Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam was his good manners in society. The revered and the renowned Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam would treat his blessed wives, relatives, companions radiallahu ta'ala anhum, neighbors and every single person with good manners and sociability. That each one of them was an admirer and praiser of his excellent manners. His special servant, Sayyidina Anas radiallahu ta'ala anhu stated, For 10 years, I was blessed with serving the beloved and blessed Rasul sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam. When he sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam was journeying, as well as when he sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam was staying in his city. But he sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam never scolded me, nor did he say to me, why did you do such and such thing, and why did you do not do such and such thing? Subhanallah, my dear viewers of Madani channel, the life of the Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam is an example for all of us. Sayyidatuna Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anha said that none was more well-mannered than the greatest and noblest Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam. When any of his companions radiallahu ta'ala anhum or family members called him, he sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam would respond by saying, Labbaik, Allahu Akbar. Sayyidina Jarir radiallahu ta'ala anhu said, Ever since I have become a Muslim, the most beloved Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam never prevented me from coming to him. Whenever he sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam saw me, He sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam would smile. And he sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam would have a good time with his companions radiallahu ta'ala anhum. And would show sociability and would talk to everyone. He sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam would behave jovially towards the children of his blessed companions radiallahu ta'ala anhum. He sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam would make the children sit on his blessed lap. He sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam would accept invitation by anyone, whether the inviting one was a free person or a slave or a maid or a poor person. He sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam would go to the outskirts of Medina in order to visit patients and would accept the excuse made by people. My dear viewers of Madani channel, we heard that Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam, when he met his companions, he would meet with a smile. He would greet them with a smile, thus making them comfortable. The blessed and the beloved Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam has said, You cannot please people with your wealth, but your courtesy and smiling appearance can please them. Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam has said, it is a hadith in Sahih Muslim, do not regard any good deed as insignificant, even meeting your brother with a smiling face. Allahu Akbar. My dear viewers of Madani channel, we should make it a habit that when we meet a Muslim and when it is appropriate, we should greet them with smile. Sayyidina Anas radiallahu ta'ala anhu narrates that when any person whispers in the ear of Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam, he sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam would listen to him with his blessed head close to the mouth of the whispering person for as long as the person talked. He sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam would never stretch out his blessed legs when sitting in the gatherings of his companions radiallahu ta'ala anhum. Whoever comes in front of him, He sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam would be the first to say salam to him. Now this is the blessed habit of Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. Even today, the scholars have said that when you visit the Rawza-e Anwar, before the devotee says salam, the Rasul of Rahmah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam says salam first to the devotee. Allahu Akbar. He sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam would shake hands with visitors and would often spread his blessed shawl for them to sit on. He sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam would also offer them to sit on his sitting place. He sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam would call his companions radiyallahu ta'ala anhum with their kunniya and good names. He sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam would never interrupt any conversing person. He sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam would meet everyone with a warmly smiling face. The servants of Medina would bring water in pots in the morning so that he sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam would put his blessed hand into them, making the water blessed, making the water barakah. Even in chilly morning, he sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam would put his blessed hand into the pot of everyone and would not deprive anyone of it. Allahu Akbar. Sayyidina Amr bin Sa'ib radiyallahu ta'ala anhu said, I was once present in the court of the Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam when his foster father, that is the husband of Sayyidatuna Halima radiyallahu ta'ala anha came. He sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam spread a part of his cloth and his foster father sat on it. Then his foster mother, Sayyidatuna Halima radiyallahu ta'ala anha came. So he sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam spread the remaining part of his cloth for her. And then his foster brother came. So he sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam had him sit in front of him. He sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam always sent clothes to Sayyidina Thuwaiba radiyallahu ta'ala anha, who was the maid of Abu Lahab and had suckled the Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam in his infancy for a few days. My dear viewers of Madani Channel, these are the qualities of Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam's character. Another trait of Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam's character is modesty. Regarding the modesty of the Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, the Almighty, meaning Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, has said in the Holy Quran, translation from Kanzul Iman, indeed, there used to be harm to the Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam in this, so he was considerate towards you. Describing his great modesty, a respected companion, Sayyidina Abu Sa'id Khudri radiyallahu ta'ala anhu stated that he sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam was more modest than even a veil observing virgin woman. He sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam always remained free from doing and saying anything indecent, improper, or condemnable throughout his blessed life, all over his blessed life. He sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam never indulged in anything contrary to dignity and morality. Sayyidina Aisha Siddiqa, the mother of the believers, radiyallahu ta'ala anha, said that the greatest and the noblest Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam would not talk about dirty and indecent things, nor would he sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam make noises in marketplace. He sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam would not do any harm who had harmed him, but rather he sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam would forgive others. My dear viewers of Madani Channel, fulfillment of promise is a very leafy and flowering branch of the tree of his blessed manners. This personal trait of his is also matchless. Sayyidina Abul Hamza radiyallahu ta'ala anhu stated, before the declaration of Nubuwa, I bought some trade goods from the beloved and blessed Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. For this reason, I owed him some money. I said to him, stay here, I'm going to bring money from my home right now and will give it to you. He sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam promised that he would stay there, but then by the time I got home, I forgot about my promise. After 3 days, when I recalled it, I went to the place with money and was amazed to see that the Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam was still standing and waiting for me over there for past 3 days. Seeing me, he sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam did not even frown. He sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam only said, O young man, you have caused me hardship. I have been waiting for you here for 3 days as per my promise. SubhanAllah, my dear viewers of Madani Channel, Sayyidina Kharija bin Zayd radiallahu ta'ala anhu, used to say that in his gatherings, the beloved Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam would maintain great dignity, which could not be found even in the courts of the most powerful emperor of the world. Sayyidina Jabir bin Sumra radiallahu ta'ala anhu used to say that the gathering of the Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam was the gathering of forbearance, modesty, goodness and trust. In this gathering, nobody could talk aloud. And when he sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam talked, all those present in the gathering would listen to him so attentively with their heads lowered that it would seem as if there were sparrows on their head. Sayyidatuna Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anha stated that the greatest and the noblest Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam would talk with great dignity, taking pauses. If anyone had wanted to count his sentences, he could have counted them. Allahu Akbar. Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam, being the king of both the worlds, he sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam led an ascetic life and simple life which was incomparable even in the history of Anbiya's. His food, clothing, house, things, standard of living, and every aspect of his blessed life all reflected asceticism and disinterested in the world. In other words, it can only be said that in his eyes, luxuries and facilities of the world were inferior to even a mosquito's wing. Sayyidatuna Aisha Siddiqa radiallahu ta'ala anha stated that throughout his blessed life, the beloved and blessed Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam never spent 3 consecutive days in which he sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam ate loaves of bread to a full stomach. Sometimes throughout the month, fire would not burn for cooking food in the blessed home of the Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, and his family members would survive only on dates and water. Although Allah Azza wa Jal said to him, "O beloved sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, if you wish, I will turn the hills of Makkah into gold, which will accompany you, and you may spend them as much as you wish." Yet he sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam did not like it and humbly said in the divine court, "O my Lord, I prefer that I remain hungry one day and I eat the next day, so that when I am hungry, I pray to you very beseechingly, and when I am in comfort, I thank and glorify you." My dear viewers of Madani Channel, the generosity of the Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam was also very great. Sayyidina Abdullah bin Abbas radiallahu ta'ala anhuma stated that the Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam was more generous than all human beings. In the month of Ramadan, in particular, he sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam was more generous than even the winds causing rain clouds to lift. Sayyidina Jabir radiallahu ta'ala anhu said that the beloved and blessed Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam did not say the word la, meaning no, to anyone, no matter how big or precious thing he asked for. Sunoge la na zabani, kareem se nuri, ye faiz o jood ke dariya bahane aaye hain. Not only did the Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam show generosity to those asking him for anything, but also to those who did not. Even without being asked for, he sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam bestowed so much wealth upon others that it could hardly be compared in human history. Safwan bin Umayyah was the son of Umayyah bin Khalaf, who was a disbeliever and a big enemy of the Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. When Safwan came to the court of Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam at Ji'rana, so he sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam bestowed upon him camels and goats in so large number that a plain between two mountains was filled with them. When Safwan reached Makkah and shouted out to his nation, "O people, join the folds of Islam. Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam bestows so much wealth that there remains no risk of poverty." Then Safwan embraced Islam himself. Wah kya jood o karam hai shahid batha tera. Sayyidi Ala Hazrat Rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi says, "Wah kya jood o karam hai shahid batha tera. Nahi sunta hi nahi, maangne wala tera." My dear viewers of Madani Channel, all these qualities serve as a role model for any and all generation, for any and all eras. Today, till the day of judgment, any Muslim who adopts these qualities will be successful in this world and the hereafter. Sayyidina Jabir bin Sumrah radiallahu ta'ala anhu has narrated that the beloved Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam has said about the character, we need to adopt the lifestyle of Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. My dear viewers of Madani channel, Sayyidina Jabir bin Sumrah radiallahu ta'ala anhu has narrated that the beloved and blessed Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam has said, the best amongst the Muslims is the one who is the best in manners. Sayyidina Abu Huraira radiallahu ta'ala anhu has narrated that the Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam has said, a perfect mu'min, believer, is the one who is the best in manners. Sayyidina Abu Huraira radiallahu ta'ala anhu narrated that the Prophet of Rahmah, the intercessor of Ummah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam has said, fire would not burn the person whose face and manners are made excellent by Allah. Sayyidina Abu Huraira radiallahu ta'ala narrated that the beloved Rasul sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam has said, good manners melt the sins as the heat of the sun melts the ice. Allahu Akbar. My dear viewers of Madani channel, Sayyidina Usama bin Shariq radiallahu ta'ala has narrated that the blessed companions radiallahu ta'ala asked the beloved Rasul, Ya Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, what is the best thing bestowed to man? The Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam said, and pay attention to the response, the beloved Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam said, nothing better than good manners is bestowed upon man. My dear viewers of Madani channel, from last two episodes, this episode and the previous episode, we learned about the manners of Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. We learned about the qualities of the character of Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. These are the qualities that we can all adopt in our daily lifestyle. My dear viewers of Madani channel, life of the Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam is a complete guidance to all. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us the tawfiq to adopt these qualities. Ameen. Bijahin Nabeel Ameen. Sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam. Sallu ala al-Habib. Sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad. Sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam.
Our Prophet simply the best. Our Prophet simply the best. Our Prophet simply the best. Our Prophet simply the best.